Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy Mother's Day. Welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable, consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. I would like to give a wonderful shout-out to the amazing Gay Adegbolola, who brought us in with the Hungry Woman Blues. We think we have the cure for that on this show. We're on second Sundays at 6. We serve up a big dish on natural and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. First, let me share with you a little bit about myself. Spirit has called me to work within my practice ministry, Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, to facilitate restoration of balance to mind, body, and spirit through divinely inspired holistic healing and education services. Now, my healing and teaching table has served up a lot of different offerings, one of which is Mind, Body, and Soul Food. That's my baby here. And it provides an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of truly gifted holistic healers and light workers. I would like to thank all of you listeners who support and sustain the show month after month. We have almost 46,000 listens to date, and we continue to grow. Also, thank you to those who tuned in last month. It was Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we had Santa Melina Marshall, my dear friend of the DC Rape Crisis Center, on, and she shared hopeful information on how her agency is transforming victimization to victory with their wonderful array of holistic services. And I'm proud to have been a part of so many of those services, working with the staff and with many of their clients. So let's proceed with tonight's show, our Mother's Day special. It's always a treat to plan for the Mother's Day show. And as often is the case, I had a plan for this particular show, and Spirit did one of its early morning spiritual downloads, revealing that it was no longer the plan, and there was another plan. And of course, you know, Spirit's plan is going to win out over mine any day, and I'm so glad that it did. Tonight, I am pleased to have two powerhouse healers, coaches, and intuitives as guests. They are going to share their stories of hope and healing in the face of loss and share powerful messages. And so I'd like to extend a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to my dear friends and healing sisters, whom I love dearly, Coach Wilma Lee of Full Bloom Services out of the Washington, D.C. area, and Reverend Kim Christopher of Kindred Spirit Healing, out of the Northern New Jersey and New York area. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I'm honored. It is always my pleasure to have wonderful guests on the show, and I really have been blessed to have as guests dear friends, and I realize I have an amazing pool of friends because I do populate the show with you all as guests, but you're so worthy. What can I say? I am blessed, and I like to pass the blessings on to my listeners, so it is a real treat to have you ladies on. So I know how amazing you are. If you could share with their listeners a little bit about who you are so that they will know the amazement of who you are.
Okay. Kim, I'll let you go first.
Okay. As you were told, my name is Reverend Kim Christopher, known as Yeye, which is mother, and I adopted that name through spirit because mother of many. I have a healing practice out of New Jersey, and I provide Reiki healing. I teach Reiki also. And right now we're in the process of teaching a lot of my clients how to prepare, how to maintain spiritual altars and ancestral altars. I also have a service where I provide sage and, you know, meditation practices for those who are looking to, you know, embark upon their spiritual journey and may need some assistance. And I am so excited about this call this evening, us giving, paying homage to our mothers, to the feminine energy, to our ancestors and the great mothers who birthed us and who continue to support us through our journey. And I say welcome.
Ashe. Ashe. Awesome. Well, I'm Wilma, and I am a spiritual life coach and a personal life coach. I'm the owner of Full Bloom Services. I have a coaching practice, and I'm a Reiki practitioner. I'm a clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and what that means is I see, I hear, I feel. And oftentimes I use this to get to the heart of the coaching matter. I also facilitate workshops of healing for women, and on May 18th I'm starting a healing circle for women. So I do a lot of work around grief. I also help people process grief and get to the other side of that. So those are some of the things I do, some of the things I do, and I'm honored to be here, honored. And like Kim said, give homage to the ancestors, mothers, women who are everywhere, because women are beautiful, we are healers, and we're powerful.
Yes, we are.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, we are. And Wilma, you mentioned that you do a lot of work with healing grief in your coaching practice. And in fact, it was almost 2 years ago in which you were a guest on the show and talking about getting to the other side of grief. How were you called to work with this type of healing?
Wow. It seems as though for me that it has been with me all my life. Especially in my work practice, when I worked, and I still work as a firefighter EMT, and a lot of times we are thrusting, when you call 911, and you're not calling them because you're happy a lot of times, unless it's the birth of your baby and you're nervous. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I found that even in the midst of tragedy, I was able to give comfort, but I also found that when not at work, people would always come to me when something was wrong. And I just kept saying, okay, God. And I really did not want that hat. But it just kept getting put on my head. And when my mom died, I said, okay, it's time for me to stop fighting, because I saw that people were hurting. And I just decided to stop fighting because someone told me, you know, you're like the grief eater, and you're good at it. So just
the grief eater.
And I'm just like, yeah, but that wasn't the nickname I wanted. So I stood in that, and I just finally said, okay, God, and I stopped turning the other way and stopped fighting and started working with people, because I really had been doing it all along.
That's one of those situations where you have one plan, but spirit has another.
Absolutely.
You are good with working with grief, and it's like you kept getting those opportunities. Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I never even thought about that. It seems simplistic, but it's true. People do not call 911 when they're happy. It's just not.
No.
I just never put that together, but it's true. And it takes a special type of person to be able to respond to those calls in person and to see what you've seen. And I know you have stories about that, which, you know, maybe that's for another show, not this show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're trying to be hopeful here, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wow. And how long ago was it when you lost your mom?
November 2nd, 2006.
Okay.
November
so it's
2nd.
About seven years.
Yes,
yeah.
Almost 7 years.
Yeah, wow. And we'll get back to that, too, because I know with this being Mother's Day, it can be really challenging for some people. Those of us who still have our mothers on this earthly plane, we're in this very grateful space, and if we're mothers ourselves, we look forward to this day. This is our day. Maybe we don't have to cook. We get some gifts. We finally get some recognition for all the work we do or what have you. But there are a lot of people out there who are grieving, who are in pain, who have trouble embracing this day with joy because they have lost a mother or they have lost a child. Okay. And also, Kim, you lost your mom. And I know we've never talked about this before. How long ago was that?
I lost my mom in October 95.
Okay. So, 95. Interesting. We never talked about that. That's when I lost my dad.
Wow.
In October of 1995. Wow.
Wow, that is something.
Yeah.
Yes. And even though it was in 95, Tanya, you know, just so that the listeners get an opportunity to understand this, it still feels to me like it's yesterday, and I'm quite sure you sharing that story also. It doesn't, even though those days have lapsed, we know that time is lineage, you know, it still feels like yesterday, because even though we know, and even with our spiritual practice, that, you know, when spirit releases from the body, like it continues to move on, but sometimes it's so difficult to wrap that around our heart. Because even though we know this mentally, we know that, you know, the reincarnation is possible, that we have better access to them in the earthly plane than where they are, our heart doesn't register that. Right. And for me, it was very, very difficult when I lost my mom, because it was almost like, even though I was maybe 21, 20, I think I may have been 22 to 25, and it was like I still had that feeling like now I have to grow up. I was already a grown woman, but I still had that sense like now I have to grow up, you know, because now my friend is no longer here. And the spiritual practices, as we'll get into later on, is what supported me through that process. You know, that process to make sure that I had a will to live, because we can also combat that with the sorrow and the grief, and we have a will to die. Yeah, so it's very important that we continue to have people who love us around us and to support us in our journey, and like you and Wilma have, and, you know, the people at Inner Visions and Sabira, you know, all of those people have always been in my life to make sure that they support me through that process, not even being aware of the fact that another loss was soon to come.
Right, right. And we'll get to that in a moment. I just wanted to explain for our listeners that you and Wilma both are graduates of the Inner Visions Institute for Spiritual Development. I just jumbled that whole thing up. But folks are familiar with the Yama Van Zandt, who's on their own network now with Ayama Fix My Life, but you all knew her way, well, we all knew her way before then, and you all went through the Inner Visions program and got you going on this amazing journey that you all are on.
Almost like recommitting to the journey, you know, because as you know, the journey starts with that next breath that we take in that morning. You know, through the morning life, as soon as we open our eyes, we start another day on that journey. So it's always, you know, ongoing.
It is. So for me, it's almost like welcome home every day. Welcome home.
Absolutely.
Welcome home. Welcome home.
Oh, my God, this feels like, you know, this feels like the living room conversation. It's almost like I forget that there are other people on the line, and we're just having this silly conversation, and
that's how we are, and it's been a long time since the three of us have been in one room together having a conversation like this, but how amazing
is
that?
I love it.
Kim, you alluded to, you know, your mother's passing and just not knowing that you would have another one that would be so significant. You know, I am a new mom in that I have basically taken on the care with my partner of her son, whom she adopted as an infant, but he was 10 when he came into my life. So I still feel pretty new. It's just been, you know, 3.5-4 years for me. But, you know, a lot of moms, from what I hear, the one thing that is unthinkable for us is if we lose a child.
Yeah.
And that was something that you experienced as well. You lost one of your sons, Wayne. If you could
yes.
tell us a little bit about him and
yes.
that loss.
Yes, yes. It's so amazing because as I processed myself through the days coming to this call, you know, people would call me and say, well, how are you? You know, do you think you can do it? You know, are you okay with this? And it's like, yes, yes, I am. Because one of the things that I really hope that our listeners would take in and really just breathe it in and digest it and eat it and know it is that, you know, even though this life has ended, so we think, okay, and that I can no longer see him anymore, I still cherish those moments. You know, I don't look at those things when people say, oh, I just wish I would have had one more moment. I have those moments, don't get me wrong, but I just choose to look at those days where we could sit at the table and have a telepathic conversation, him and I.
Mm-hmm.
Sit at a table and not say a word. Or I know that I'm in the kitchen cooking, and next thing I know, my doorbell is ringing, and here he comes. You know, it's like, you know, having that connection. And I remember when Obama was elected our president was the night that Wayne was killed. And this happened in the city of Newark. And I was new to Maryland. I had probably been in Maryland for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we had just got into a new place. And, you know, and Tanya was very supportive for me with that process then, the process of leaving Jersey. You know, because they're all different processes and plateaus that we go through. And when I got the call that that my son was shot, a part of me didn't believe that he was going to be gone.
Mm.
You know, a part of me just did not believe that because I felt that I had that spiritual connection, you know, and I have that spiritual connection. And for some reason, I just did not feel him gone in that moment, you know. And it was very hard for me, you know. It was very hard for me to be able to imagine my life without him. And also, you know, continuing to have that will to live because, you know, it was very hard to get up on some days. And some days our listeners need to understand, if you have to tell people that right now is just not the moment for you, then right now is just not the moment for you. Give yourself permission to go through your process of grief.
Absolutely.
Because there are stages of grief. And if you don't know them, look them up. You know, you have to go through each process of grief in order for you to get to the other side. And a lot of times church will help some people, a spiritual practice will help some people, you know, the connection with family and friends would help some people. But most of all, you know, you being able to be willing to give yourself an opportunity to yearn, to hurt, to cry, to feel those feelings. And on a lot of days, because of the healing work that I do, a lot of people expected me to just bounce back from that. And it didn't happen, and I thought something was wrong with me.
Okay. You were setting up these expectations of yourself that were unrealistic, as
yes.
if you didn't need to go through those stages
yes.
of grief.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And until I gave myself permission to say, no, I can't come to your house on Thanksgiving, no, I can't come to your house on Christmas, because I had to remember, and maybe they weren't aware that they were congregating with their family, even though they were inviting me in, I was still missing someone, and I still had a void, and I still had the loss. But then I also recognized through my spiritual practice that I can tap into that energy and that essence, because it doesn't just dissipate. So what I chose to do was to continue to strengthen my ancestors. To strengthen the energy.
Okay. Tell us about that, what that means, strengthen your ancestors and that energy.
Yes. And what that meant for me was being able to have a spiritual practice, being able to have an altar that I set up for them, a place that I can go to. I can put my loved one's effects on the altar. I can light a candle for them. I can put fresh water. You know, I can, you know, make their favorite dish when it was called to me. Because I had to remember they had more power where they are now than they did when they were on this earthly plane. And it may be hard for some people to digest that or to even fathom it, but, you know, it is possible. And I began to, you know, to create an altar. And I actually started creating an altar for my mom before I even knew what an altar was. And I ended up taking a class, and someone said, oh, that's an ancestral altar. You know, so just make sure you don't put any live, you know, living family members on it, and you're good to go. And I was like,
okay.
Wow.
Right.
You know, and then when I entered into visions, I really got a better understanding of what these altars were. So when this happened, you know, with Wayne, I was able to put together an altar for him. And it took some time. You know, it took some time.
I'm sure that it did. And I know that when we go through any type of loss or any type of tough experience, we get to a point where we think that, okay, I've dealt with that, I'm okay. And then something will happen to trigger, and you realize, you know, this is an ongoing process.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I can remember that day, like being on a bus riding to work and having this young man walk into the bus, and I swear it looked just like him. And it was like I just started crying, or, you know, seeing a girl, like, having an argument with her mom. You know, those types of experience would trigger things in me, and it would bring up the fact that I had that loss, and, oh, my God, you know, how am I going to get through this? But we have to keep moving on and keep having people that love us in our corner, and having like-minded people really works.
That makes sense. Wilma, I want to give you a chance to weigh in as well, because I know you mentioned that, you know, even though your mother passed in, what, 2006, sometimes it feels so fresh for you as well.
All the time.
Those moments.
All the time. It feels like yesterday.
And how do you get through it, and what support do you give to those who come to you who want some coaching around dealing with grief issues, and when you've done different healing circles around grief? What do you find has been helpful?
Let me say this. First, just like what Kim said, when my mom first died, the very first thing, because it was sudden, and it wasn't anything I expected, and I know people may think this is weird, but I never thought about my mom dying. I mean, I knew one day, but not that day. So when that happened, instantly, and I was 42 years old, instantly I was grown, but I became an adult. Instantly, because people don't realize it. Your mother is your greatest ally, your best friend, no matter what. Your mom is the person who's going to cheer for you. She's the person that believes in you. She is the person who loves you more than anyone else on the planet. Your mom, other than your dad, perhaps, but your mom. So for me, it was like, wow, that day my life changed forever in an instant. Now, for me, with the grief work that I do, I have devised a 7-step process, and I do that healing circle once a year where it's called The Other Side of Grief. And I also do workshops called I Wasn't Ready to Say Goodbye. And that is one of the first steps, is giving ourselves permission to release this grief. And I go through 7 stages, and it's really intense and very healing. So I spread them out over like 10 days. So I do that. But whenever I'm called upon, that's something that I take as an honor, especially when a person is grieving, because that sometimes is when we see people at their worst. Because the one thing I do is provide a safe and sacred space in my healing practice, in my space that's there, so they know they can bring that to me. And through my own spiritual shoring up, I can take that. So you don't have to wear a mask, because the one thing I found that was difficult when my mom died was you can't talk about that to people. If they still have mothers who are living, it seems like they don't really get it, they don't understand, or it's so painful. Or people, one thing that helped me make it through that was kind of difficult for me, there were people who, to me, sometimes it seemed insensitive to the fact that I did not have a mom, and they always wanted to call me and talk about their mom. My mom's this, or things going on, and I often had to just anchor myself in my belief and pull up strength, because I used to think, don't they know I don't have a mom? And it was almost as if they didn't care, because they were having problems, and I had to go to that place within myself and go in conversation with God to be the best person that I could be, because I am a good listener. And to assist them in working through that. But what I recognize, what I miss most, is when I see women shopping with their mothers. Because me and my mom used to do that. And when I see a woman with her mom and they're shopping, that is when I really think, wow, because I miss that.
Right.
Tremendously.
Wow. Wow.
That's big.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something to that?
Most definitely.
Thank you for sharing that because, you know, one of the things, and I think you and I used to talk about this, is like one of the things that I know that I miss is I would get up on Saturday morning, and before I even took a shower or anything, I would put my clothes, my pajamas on, put a jacket on, and run straight to my mom's house, and that's where I would get dressed for my Saturday. But we would cook breakfast or go shopping. You know, it was just the things that mothers and daughters do, you know.
It's absolutely.
Just, you know, it's truly a special bond, you know. It, you know, when we're young, we think that they're trying to ruin our lives. And then when we get older, it's like, oh, my God, she's my greatest ally. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
She's the one who has my back, you know. So thank you for sharing that, Denise. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You know, actually, something came up, and for our listeners who don't know, Wilma has a, she's Wilma Denise Lee, and we go back and forth in what we call her.
Exactly. And, you know, the theory behind that is people who have known me forever call me Denise, and that is cool. And how Wilma came about, if I could share this really quickly,
go ahead.
Was Lloyd Strayhorn. He's a numerologist, and we did this consultating when I first started my business. And we talked about the difference between the name Wilma and what the name Denise brings. And I was like, you know what? Wilma was born that day. So it became Coach Wilma.
All right.
So that's right. Long story short, or as they say, the dime store version, that's how Wilma was born.
Yeah, I had to practice that.
I've been practicing. I've been doing pretty good. But
you have been doing good.
You know, Wilma, you brought up something very interesting about how somehow you always seem to get these people who wanted to talk to you about problems with their mother. And I can imagine you perhaps feeling, person, you know, child, that would be something from my mother, child, don't you know?
Right.
You know, I would give anything to be having that argument with my mother.
I wish I could be as loving and say that, but I can't. What I was thinking was, I would look at my phone and go, God, don't they know I don't have a mom? I don't want to hear this. It wasn't so much they were having, like, problems and arguing with their moms. It's things that were going on with their mom. And maybe things their mom would say they didn't like or that they would do, but not so much arguing. But like I said, I wish I could be more loving and say that, but in being more loving with myself and telling the truth, that was not the case. I would look at the phone and then look like, okay, God, really? Really?
Really?
Really?
Is this really what her issue is?
Right. And really, me? I don't have a mom. I don't want to hear you talk about your mom all day. But I got beyond that because I had to get used to it. And I think God was strengthening my, okay, this is where we go now muscle, because it made me quite resilient.
And, you know, I'm just in this moment feeling some people I know, clients I may have had in my counseling practice years ago, friends and colleagues that I've encountered who have mothers who are still living but are essentially dead to them for whatever
reason.
Absolutely.
I know some of those, too.
Yeah. And so I just feel this need to send out some love to them.
Absolutely.
In this moment, because Mother's Day for them also can be tough.
Yes. But, you know, one thing that if I can share is that we have to remember that our mothers did and worked from a place from which they knew. And if they didn't have the compassion and love, then that's all they had. And everyone who gives birth is not a mother.
Yeah.
It cannot be a mother. And we have to be, you know, we have to get to a place where we can be okay with that. Because that's what it's all about. That's what this life process is about. For us to get to these places where we have these challenges and overcome them. Because we have to move from a higher level. And I know sometimes it's not comfortable and it's not okay, but, you
no.
know, we have to come because some of us are called to do some mighty work. And there's
Absolutely.
Some women on this call right now that have some work to do. And it's
yes.
time to get grounded in it, to start getting your spiritual practice together, to start praying and meditating. You know, you already know the areas where you're weak, so
yeah.
let's strengthen this because we have some work to do. Because
Absolutely.
Just like we're having this call, we have to be able to pass this on to another generation. They don't know about these things that we're talking about.
No, they don't.
They don't know about their ancestors. They can't go 5 years back to find out who they really are. And we have to be able to come together. That's why I'm so grateful for this call, so that we can bring different people on here, so that we can enlighten others to bring them to a higher place. Let
Absolutely.
Someone know that you're in trouble so they can help you.
All right, Reverend Kim, you do your thing.
Speak. Absolutely.
Enough of
Speak.
The secrets. Enough of the secrets. We were raised in families where we kept
secrets. Absolutely.
Enough
yes.
of the secrets. Let someone know that you are hurting. Let someone know that you're in pain. Let someone know that you are not sleeping at night. Because someone else has the answer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and it's interesting because today on Facebook, you know, we're all on Facebook to a certain extent. I'm speaking of the three of us. I know there's some pockets of folks. There were lots of shout-outs to mothers. And what I'm seeing more and more of are people who are acknowledging those nurturing souls, those people who are perhaps did not birth a child or adopt a child, who have been there as that essential mothering, nurturing, feminine energy for people. And I know before Justin came in my life, I used to be hurt so deeply because people would start to say, oh, Tanya, happy mother. And then they would stop.
Yeah.
Because they said, oh, she's not a mother, so she doesn't deserve Mother's Day greetings.
Yeah. Right.
Hurt me to my core because I have mothered so many people for so many years.
Yeah.
And I know those of us who do healing work, whether it's formally or Wilma, like as you said, you've always been that go-to person. And I know, Kim, you've probably always been that go-to person. We have been mothering people for years. So there are people out there who are ready, who are prepared to step in, to listen, to be present, to show you the unconditional love that a mother can show if you happen to be in a position where your mother may not be present in some way.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you spoke of that. Wilma, you wanted to say something?
Because I know I do. I wanted to say, we, you know, society puts so much definition in a word and what things look like.
Yes.
And more now, people, with the shift happening in the universe and in the planet, people are starting to move from their heart and from their soul with what
yes.
feels like. This feels like mother. Maybe this person didn't give birth, but this feels like mother. This is warm. This is a connection. And I think that that is an awesome thing because when we move more from our hearts and from our soul, like I tell people, follow your heart, but please take your brain with you.
No, you got that right. Yeah.
Did the church say amen?
Amen. Boom, shakalaka-laka.
Yes.
Booyah.
One of the things that I wanted to share with some of the women, as you just spoke of, you know, you being a woman who did not birth a child but still had that compassion and love and still may want to be recognized. You know, sometimes when we lose our mother, I can remember so many instances where women has showed up in my life. I'm talking about older women. And I can, like, name five of them right off the top of my head that brought me from when my mom first transitioned to a year later, 3 years later, and they all changed. But they all were there to nurture me as if they were my mom. And one of the things that I made a commitment to do was to tell these women how they have impacted my life. Like
Absolutely.
Letting them know, like, I lost my mom. And just because you showed up in my life, I know that she sent you or God sent you to take me to that next level. Because I'm not going to be motherless.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm not going to be motherless.
you know, one of the things that, if I may say this, when my mom passed when I was at InterVision studying in my second year, and I will never forget Mama Almasi because she said to me, "Baby, if you need a mother's hug, then you come and see me."
That sounds just like her.
And I was just like, I love her to this day for that. That woman owns me sometimes if she needs me to do something. But anytime, it's like,
right.
You need a mother's hug, you come and see me.
That's right.
Mm,
and that's something
that's so
that meant so much to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, I was fortunate
so
because I had a lot of the women in my family, we're really close. And so, you know, they were always there. When my mom died in the first year, several of the women would call me like once a week
mm-hmm.
and make sure. I mean, I love my family. I love those women. I loved how they reached out to me. And my sister and my brother were there too. But these women, they reached out to me every week. If I didn't answer, they left a message. But there were three right off the top of my head I remember. And they reached out to me every week for like the first year of my mom's death.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Ladies, you know, I'm just having this warm, fuzzy feeling, listening, learning, sharing, and I'm looking at the time, and it's like, oh, where did the time go?
Go, I know.
We do have quite a queue of callers, and I want to give them an opportunity to speak with you all, to ask questions. But also, I know that we have a special treat this evening for those who call in and who would like. You know, we invite listeners to receive guidance or supportive messages from Spirit. I know, Wilma, we've got you working at Tacoma Park Chapel with their psychic fairs each month, and I know you do that through your spiritual practice. And I just want people to understand what the process is and what to expect if they call in.
Well, if they call in and they have a question, you know, if that comes and I have a message for them, I'll give it to them.
Absolutely. Okay.
Absolutely. I won't hold back.
Yeah.
All right. So, caller, be aware that can come with the call, and you always have the option of saying,
but I ask,
you know,
first. I ask
right,
first.
Right,
so
yes.
I would not ever put anyone on the spot. I ask first.
Mm-hmm. So the call-in number is 917-889-7806. Again, that's 917-889-7806. If you would like to speak to our guests, make sure you follow the prompts to speak to the host. And that way we will know that you're not just calling in to listen to the show via phone, that you actually have a question or you would like to receive some sort of guidance or support from Spirit. Okay. And so thank you for that. I know that you both are, I told folks at the top of the show that you were powerhouse healers. You're both very tapped in, tuned in.
Awesome.
And it's always amazing working alongside you and receiving from you. You both have been so supportive to me over the course of many years now, and I love you dearly and appreciate you.
Awesome. I love you too. I mean, we both do.
I appreciate you.
We do.
Thank you. I'm feeling like this is a love fest.
Can you feel the love? Absolutely.
Like we have to do this on a late night.
Right. Without the listeners,
yes,
right?
Right.
But, you know, what better way of generating love on Mother's Day?
Absolutely.
You know, it,
absolutely.
With dear, dear friends who have really been supportive. I tell you, the lines are there. People are there. But I'm not seeing the prompts from folks. So, again, 917-889-7806. If you have a question or you would like to receive a supportive message from Spirit, then you can follow the instructions to speak with the host. And I don't know if that's pressing one or what.
I think
that
it's
is
one. I think so.
Is that one? Okay. Okay.
Right.
So that's
and we
the
have to also
first.
Let people know that if they choose to use email, they can ask those questions that way also, right?
Well, that's fine. If they want to follow up and do that, that would be just fine. That would be just fine. Actually, I have a caller. Let's see. It's in the 443 area code.
All right.
All right. Caller, you're live on the air with Mind, Body, and Soul Food and our guest, Coach Wilma Lee and Reverend Kim Christopher. Can you tell us your first name, please?
Of course. This is Sabira.
I knew this was you. That was so funny. I knew this was you. Completing our square.
I saw that. When she said 443, I saw your face. I knew this was you.
Oh, that is so funny. I love it.
Hi, Sabira.
Hello.
Hi.
This has been a wonderful, wonderful show. And I actually just want to make a quick comment and then give you guys back the air. And that is, first of all, thank you for the work that you do. And I wanted to just offer some hope for people, for women or men who may be listening. For years, I had a really tumultuous relationship with my mother. Matter of fact, it was about 10 years where we did not speak. And what I want to share is that there is hope. Matter of fact, today, you know, not a week goes by that I don't speak to my mother 2-3 times, 4 times a week, and I genuinely love the conversations. Now, did it take a lot of work to get there? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But for anyone who may be having a difficult time with their relationship with their mother, and especially on a day like today, I just want people to know that, you know, amazing things happen when we do the work on ourselves spiritually.
Absolutely.
You know, as I lifted, the relationship lifted, transformed into something that is so, so beautiful today. And also that this is a year 6, which is about family. And one of the things that, you know, helped me and my mother, this, especially this last year, was, you know, the illness that I faced. You know, I think that for my mother, the possibility that I may have transitioned before she did really stopped her in her tracks.
Yeah.
And she started stepping up a little bit more and stepping forward to me more, to the point that she is actually going to be coming to live with me this year.
Wow.
And I would have never in my wildest imagination thought that that would be something that, you know, that reconciliation would happen to that degree.
Wow. Mm. Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
Healing does happen, and that's all
absolutely.
I wanted to share.
Thank you so much.
I love the three of you so, so much.
We love you too. We love you too, Sabira. Just to remind our listeners who are loyal that Sabira was our guest in October of last year, our Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Sabira, if I can share your good news that you have completed your reconstruction surgery, and so you've completed the chemo and the radiation and all of that you were going through at the time of the call, you're on the other side of that.
I am.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And yesterday you ran the Susan G. Komen race for the cure.
Yay. I did.
Way to
Yay.
Go.
I did.
Kudos
I did.
To
Thank
you.
You.
Oh,
thank you.
Thanks for calling in, sis. We love you.
Yep. Love you guys, too. Love you women, too. Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. All right. We have another caller, and I recognize this number. This is one of my favorite people. And how apropos, since it's Mother's Day, is this my mother, Evelyn Parker?
No, it's not your mother, but it is your sister.
It's my sister!
Oh, that's why you recognize the number.
Okay, this is my sister Rosalyn. Hi, Roz. How are you today?
Hi, Sister Boo. I'm fine. I'm doing great.
Good. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Thanks for the wish, and hello to the young ladies who are with you this afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question? question, or would you like to receive a message?
Right. I don't have a question. I would like a spiritual message.
Okay. Okay.
What I get for you is this is a time and a year of shift and transformation. I just keep hearing you've just climbed many stairs and you've persevered through some things, but it's like things are shifting around you, things are beginning to open up and start happening for you. And with that, I'm hearing just keep on moving in the direction that you're going.
Okay.
Because that's the path, that's the right path. And just
okay.
be open to what you see, and when you see it, believe it.
All right. I sure will. I'll keep that in mind.
Awesome.
I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
right.
you. You all
thank
have a blessed
so much
evening.
For calling. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. So to remind our callers again, the call-in number is 917-889-7806. Again, 917-889-7806. If you have questions or comments for our guest, or if you'd like to receive a supportive message from Spirit, we would be glad to entertain your call.
There's something I want to share if we don't have, if you have a I want to say this because this is just, I keep hearing this. I'm like, okay. One thing I want to say, if your loved one, like your mom, is not with you or your loved one, do something to honor their memory. For example, on the anniversary of the death of my mother, because my mother was loved by everyone in my family, we, my sister and my brother and I, we do something with my family, and then we have a private ritual where we release one dozen white balloons, each of us. And so I say, and then on my mom's birthday, sometimes I'll eat at her favorite restaurant, or I will release several balloons with a card that I've written, and I take a hole, punch through the card, and get like a dozen white balloons and tie to the card and let them go. That helps you to have a physical, because I find that people sometimes want something physical, and when I do that with some of my clients, it is so amazing what I see and what happens. So, you know, practice something that they loved, or release the balloons, something that they loved. And it's been impressing upon me to say that. So I wanted to share that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That is a beautiful, beautiful practice.
Yes, it is.
And there are many things that people can do. You know, there are various
Absolutely.
Rituals that can speak to them and speak to their mother or other loved one.
So absolutely.
Something that they enjoy doing, perhaps.
That's right, and one of them could be, you know, preparing an altar, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, having that sacred space where you can go to at a certain time every day to commune with your ancestors and your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I agree with that, and, you know, I have to tell you that I receive messages sometimes, of course, but I have received messages from other intuitives. And one recurring message I've gotten over and over again is that my ancestors, as well as spirit guides and teachers, et cetera, are really poised to help me. And when I say me, I mean to help us. They are there to help us. And sometimes they're sitting there kind of like twiddling their thumbs because we're not calling on them.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Tanya. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I just really, you know, if you all could speak a bit about that, about really, you know, including their energy in what we do and in including them in our manifesting and our prayers and our daily practices and our conversations, et cetera.
Yes. I know one of, as we mentioned before, even preparing like a spiritual altar or an ancestral altar, I would always suggest that you consult with someone in your area who would help you to go through that process of putting items down for your loved ones and being able to have a space where, you know, you're nourishing that energy. Because we have to remember, someone has to continue these processes and these things that, you you know, we don't want to get lost in translation. You know, a lot of times, I remember Tanya at one point in time had a cookbook. You know, you use these cookbooks mm-hmm. to, you know, to bring down the recipes from the generations. And we have to remember that we came from a land where some people didn't make it back. Those are still some of our ancestors. So we need to, you know, put a light out for them, you know, change the water, you know, light a candle, you know, prepare a meal on their birthday, anniversary. Or sometimes they'll give you the message, like, listen, I want some of every meal that you eat. You know, there are times that when I go out to a restaurant, I get an extra plate because whatever I have on my plate, I put it down on a separate plate for my ancestors.
Right,
you know, I'm
right,
eating
right.
something when I'm walking through the room and my hot dog falls, and I'm like, oh, wow, what's going on? You know, I didn't offer anything to my ancestors. And we have to remember, are we going to put them up for adoption? Because we don't need them to be begging from energy for anyone. You know, and I am really, you know, with me working with energy, with Reiki and clearing chakras, I believe that the energy doesn't just dissipate. Okay?
Right.
So our ancestors mm-hmm. are here to work with us. You know, when you walked into the street and something stopped you right before a car just went before you, that wasn't just you having luck. That was your people making sure that you're continuing on so that you can continue your spiritual practice. And what that may be, that's up to you. You may call them Jehovah. You may call it a Yoruba. You may, you know, have a different faith. You may be a Buddhist, you know. But have a spiritual practice and get around like-minded people.
I agree.
Because the information is here, and we need to be able to share it with one another as women and men.
Okay. Thank you for that. Wilma, did you have something to add before we go to our next caller?
No. It's okay. Take the call.
Oh, okay. We have someone in the 703 area code. That's 703. You are live on the air, Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Could you tell us your name, please?
Hi, it's Lynn R. from Virginia. You guys know me.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hi.
Other than Wilma kicking my ass on Words with Friends, I'm doing good now.
Okay.
No, I'm good. I've gone through some transition. Some of it I would tell you all privately if I wasn't online. But, yeah, I'm just open to a message if anything's coming through.
Hi, Lynn. I love you.
Love you, too. You guys look beautiful in your picture. Really
thank you,
offering.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The message that I have for you is to listen, to listen, to listen. Right now you're being guided to listen. You're in like a holding place, in a holding space. That's because they want you to listen and hear. Sometimes you have your mind busied, and they just want you to just settle down and listen to them, you know, and hear what God has to say, what your angels have to say, what your guides have to say, because they're trying to communicate with you. You're just, you have idle chatter. So they want you to just be quiet and turn that off and just go within. Just whatever you do to get quiet, to cut off that chatter, listen.
Okay.
Mm.
That resonates.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
So do I just hang up and get back to the computer then to get back to this show?
Or you can listen in via the call if you'd like to. I'll just mute your phone.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So that was Lynn. Old home week today, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. We still have callers, and I'm not sure if they are in the queue or if they want to be. Yes, I do have someone in the queue. We are getting close to 7 o'clock. Ladies, are you okay if I extend the show another 15 minutes?
Not a problem.
Definitely. I am.
Okay.
Definitely.
We were just hoping we weren't talking too much.
No, not at all. Not at all. All right. Well, we have a caller from the 202 area code.
Okay.
The 202 area code. Hello, listener. Can you tell us your name?
Good evening. Is it me? Can you hear me?
It's you. Yes.
It's Omashayo.
Hey, Omashayo.
Hi,
Omashayo.
I love you all. You're such beautiful, powerful women, and I'm big on giving thanks, and I want to give thanks. And,
thank you
so much for sharing. Coach Wilma has been so instrumental in my life. We talk almost every day.
I love this woman. I absolutely love this woman. She's like my sister.
I do now.
I really want to say thank you so much for that. Tanya, Kim, I love you both.
I love you
such
too.
Power.
We love you too.
And I want to talk to Kim. I want to connect with Kim so she can teach me more about the ancestral altar, because
yes,
my father has been there for over 20 years. And it's interesting because he always comes to me in the form of what's the bird? Not an eagle, but a raven-like bird that shows up in some of my most difficult times.
Yes.
This raven just appears on my balcony if I'm out walking outside when I'm having these challenges. I look around and there's this raven. So I do want to talk to you about that process, because intuitively I get a lot of information. I'm always honoring the ancestors, and I want to talk more about how to give thanks to what they do for us.
Absolutely, we can definitely do that. You make sure you send me an email.
I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to make sure she has your number.
And we can definitely do that.
Yeah, I love you, ladies. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you.
Healers, and thank you. I humbly give thanks for each and every one of you.
Thank
and
you.
See, our
bless you.
I'm so grateful when we recognize the signs that we see. You know, that's very important. So, you know, be grateful for that also.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Wonderful.
Awesome.
Okay,
thank you, Omashayo.
Okay, keep listening.
I love you.
I love you too.
I told you it's a love fest on here tonight, right?
It is.
All right. For our listeners, we have extended the show thanks to the graciousness of the wonderful Coach Wilma Lee and Reverend Kim Christopher. So if you want to call in, the number is 917-889-7806. Please make sure you follow the directions to speak to the host, which means press 1, and that will alert me on the switchboard that you would like to speak with one of our guests or both of our guests. But in the meantime, Wilma, I don't know if we got a chance to give you voice to what you were going to say a few minutes back in response to a question. What the question was, I can't tell you.
I don't know either.
Then if it comes back, then it comes back. But
yes, if it comes back, then it comes back. If not,
then that's fine too.
Absolutely.
Well, in the meantime, I really would like for folks to know how they can reach you all so that they can dine at your healing tables, because it's some powerful, powerful healing to be had at Kindred Spirit Healing and Full Bloom Services.
Yeah,
because you both have hooked a sister up. You both have helped me so much in the past, and I love you dearly for it.
And we love you too.
We do.
Thank you.
Kim, I'll let you start.
Okay. I can be reached at Kim the Healer, and it's spelled out KimTheAler at yahoo.com. And my phone number is 240-671-6119.
Okay. Kim the Healer at yahoo.com. Okay.
Okay. I can be reached. You can reach me through my website, which is www.fullbloom services.com, one word. I also have a blog, which is blog.fullbloomservices.com. But also, my telephone number, 202-498-5281. I'm also on Facebook as Wilma Lee, and I'm also on Facebook as Full Bloom Services. It's interesting because 3 Saturdays ago, I was on Facebook just perusing, and it was 10:30, and a woman popped up, was like, "How much are your coaching sessions, and can you tell me more about what you do?" And I'm thinking, it's Saturday night, it's 10:30, so I said, okay, well, I can talk for a couple of minutes. And we talked, and she ended up coming. We had the free session, and she came, but it's just so interesting how people pop up.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Well,
absolutely.
Speaking of services, can you tell us, do you have any special services or classes that are coming up that people can partake of?
I do. May the 18th, next Saturday, I'm starting a healing circle for women called Jewels in the Garden. And next Saturday, it's from 11 to 1, and it's free. So you can email me at infobloom08@yahoo.com for more information or to register or check my website because it's on the site. I have workshops pretty much monthly, but the healing circle is something that's really, it came to me. I was saying my prayers one day, and God's like, okay, this is what you're doing. And I'm like, okay. So I'm excited about it. The first circle is next Saturday, and it will be meeting once a month. And so that's the most recent, but I do something once a month. So you can sign up to get my newsletter, and we can go from there.
Okay, sounds great. It's how
awesome.
About you, Kim the Healer?
Well, right now you can reach me at kimthehealer@yahoo.com. Right now on June the 15th, I'm going to be having Reiki sessions. You have one Reiki session, and you invite a friend after your session. I'm in the process now of doing some refresher courses for people who have already had Reiki and those that may want to explore the healing modalities. Right now I'm working on teaching some of the Reiki clients the tapping method, and next month, I think it's in July actually, we're going to have a theta healing seminar in New York. So it's going to be a three-day process, and we want people to try to sign up so that they can learn the healing modality of theta healing. And they can always reach me at 240-671-6119 or kimthehealer@yahoo.com.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And it's all about networking.
It is. It
yes,
is.
It is.
The amazing connections that we make through networking.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just love it. Folks, I'm not sure if Sabira is asking for another to be on again. I am seeing that she has her little prompt, so let me check in with her.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Sabira. I see your little question mark is still up. Did you have another question or comment, or did you want to receive a message?
Oh, no, I must have pressed it on accident. My apologies.
No problem, no problem. We just needed to check back in with you again. That's what it was.
Okay, that
it was all part of the divine plan. All right, my dear,
thank you.
See how
powerful she is?
Yeah.
I get a double dose. I love it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, ladies, wow. We have come to the end of the show, but how wonderful that it's not the end, because we will continue on and continue healing together and chatting together. And this, I think, is prompting a reunion. We've got to have a reunion, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm ready.
So I really want to thank you all so much for joining us on our Mother's Day show.
Awesome. There's one last thing I want to say, if I may.
Okay, sure. Yeah, definitely.
I want to let people know, if you are suffering, please reach out to someone. You know, no one knows. You do not have to suffer in silence. You know, so please, if you are hurting, reach out to someone. Just reach out and let someone know. And if someone reaches out to you because they are hurting, please turn your advice hat off. Please turn that hat off and just listen. If I can offer how to be there for people, listen. People want to be heard. They don't want you to give advice. They don't want you. If someone is hurting, just listen to them, because sometimes they just want to be heard. And you just to say, you know what? I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. And it's okay if you don't know what to say. So I just want to give some pointers. If someone reaches out to you and you don't know what to say, know that that's okay. Always tell the truth. Always don't make something up. Don't tell them something they want to hear. Just be with them. Just like in the Bible, Job, when Job was going through all that, his friends were like, we're just going to sit with you. And they did. Well, they gave advice too, some of them. But take that hat off. Turn that sign off and just listen. And just
great
hold
advice.
Space.
Okay. Any other last words for our listeners? Thank you for that, Wilma.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And just see the love. See the love within yourself. If you haven't heard it, I love you. You know, because some people do not have a mother, and they want to receive love or hear love. So if there was a universal message I could give to everyone, it's just to know you are loved. Know you are supported. Know that you are important and that you matter. Know this. Just know that.
Thank you for that. We've, you know, I'm closing out the show, right? And,
yes.
And I'm seeing another caller. And so we have extended, and so if you all are okay with me taking
this call.
I'm
okay with it.
Go ahead.
I am, yes.
All right. Caller, this is your lucky day from the 410 area code. Would you like to speak with one of our guests or both of our guests?
I just wanted to say hi and happy Mother's Day. It's Reverend Cindy giving you a call.
Hi.
Reverend Cindy.
I just wanted to say that your show today has touched my heart, and I appreciate the topic. I appreciate the conversation, and I just appreciate the sharing. So I wanted to
thank you.
I wanted to thank you from my heart.
Oh,
thank
bless
you,
Reverend Cindy. Wow.
And something that I want to say for you is, if it's okay,
sure.
I see your heart center just opening up, allowing a tremendous amount of love in. And I just see light shining there. And if you find that things just really touch your heart or move you in some kind of way and they bring you to tears, it's okay because that thing is opening up, girl. Get ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
So all
that's
right.
That's why I wanted to call in.
Awesome. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Love you all. And be
love
well.
You too.
We love you too, Reverend Cindy. Thank you.
Okay. Peace.
What did I say? Old home week. All right.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful spirits have been on the call tonight, and I'm just so grateful for them, and I'm so grateful for you ladies.
And we are grateful for you.
Yes, we are.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, you've been very inspiring to so many, bringing forth these messages for our mothers and for our daughters and for our sons and from that mother wisdom that you have. And I'm just so thankful that you were able to share with us. And I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Mother's Day and continue to, even in the midst of the loss that you have experienced in the past, to continue to shine your light so brightly and inspire us and show us the way on how we can move through any grief or loss that we may have and still inspire others and still tap into that source of joy. You're amazing.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Are as well. You are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. We've been steeped in all of this feminine energy tonight, and so we'll shift gears next month. We invite you to tune in again on the second Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more mind, body, and soul food. And we will be discussing the planetary shift and rise of the feminine, but what is the role of men in this rebalancing of the yin and yang? How can men successfully maintain their footing in this shifting landscape? What is the impact on fathers, on our male mentors, and others? So joining us as guest is Manifest Ra. Brother is amazing.
He's cool. I know him.
Yeah, you know him?
Yeah.
I met him last year.
He is cool. I see him at the vegan spot. We eat at the same vegan spot, Simbab, and sometimes we have conversation there.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, he is with Manifest Entertainment, and he's a Washington, D.C.-based life balance coach, Qigong instructor, and transformational speaker who helps others to empower, enlighten, and heal from within. He's also the founder of Heal Humanity, and I know that's a group on Facebook that we're part of, Wilma, but that is an organization that is dedicated to world peace, natural living, universal love, higher consciousness, and sustainable development. So that show is going to be delicious.
Absolutely.
I invite you to visit my website, mindbodyandspiritworks.com, or you can contact me, Tanya Parker, at tanya@mindbodyandspiritworks.com for more information about my holistic healing, teaching, and writing services, including my upcoming classes and events. I have my final throat chakra celebration circle in Seabrook, Maryland on May 31st for this cycle before we start up again in the fall. I have Reiki and conscious cooking classes scheduled for the coming weeks. You can find information on my meditation CD, which is called Meditative Morsels, Prayers and Meditations for Feeding Your Mind, Body, and Soul, which is also available on iTunes and Amazon. You can check out my video blog on YouTube. Look for the Throat Chakra Shaman. Please feel free to connect with me on Facebook as Throat Chakra Shaman. While you're there, like the Mind, Body, and Soul Food page. And you can also sample my CD there and get inspirational messages from me and other holistic practitioners. And I'm not on Twitter as much, but you can find me on Twitter as Fifth Chakra Shaman. Also, I'm on LinkedIn. And, of course, I invite you to like and follow my show on Blog Talk Radio. So this evening, the inspiring, healing, dynamic duo of Wilma Lee and Kim Christopher gave us a double dose of deliciousness as they shared their amazing healing journeys and connected us to spirit. And so I'd like to leave you with some leftovers, some mind, body, and soul food to go from William Penn. And he wrote, "They that love beyond the world cannot be separated by it. Death cannot kill what never dies." And then one more morsel from an unknown source. "Perhaps they are not the stars, but rather openings in heaven where the love of our lost ones pours through and shines down upon us to let us know they are happy." Thank you for dropping in to dine on a delicious meal at the Mind, Body, and Soul Food table, and we hope to hear you next time.
One, two, here I go.
Well, I'm a hungry.